just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, August 6, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are go. Everything's up and running. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you to the engineers. Thank you for the technology. Lord God, give us a great show today. Amen. We want to talk about Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about Lansing. We're going to talk about all the things that are happening at breakneck speed, especially with the United States Attorney General's office. We've got all kinds of things to talk about this morning as we go forward and look at exactly what is happening with Russiagate. Steve Gruber interviewed a gentleman from Washington, D.C. on his morning show this morning. We're going to be playing that clip for you. We also have another story confirming that there will be additional documents Tulsi Gabbard is going to be releasing very soon. All of the people involved, from Obama to the Clintons to Comey to Clapper, every single one of them have already lawyered up. Now, it's very interesting because just because they announced a grand jury investigation will be called and will be asking questions of witnesses. Basically, the way a grand jury works, you don't get to defend yourself. You don't get to present any counter evidence. You don't get to present any counter witnesses. Grand juries are always one-sided against the accused. Now, it's very interesting because they haven't even held the investigation yet. And these people have already retained attorneys. They've already written checks to get the attorneys to represent them. Why would you spend money? Why would you take the time to hire and retain an attorney to defend you in a criminal proceeding when they haven't even done the investigation yet? They haven't even held the grand jury investigation. They haven't presented any evidence, any facts, other than what Tulsi Gabbard has already released to the public. This is very interesting. Normally, grand juries called, evidence is presented, documents are presented, witnesses are called, and then the grand jury decides whether or not they're going to recommend charges be brought forward. Then, once they announce they are going to bring forward charges, then you hire an attorney. So why is it these people, all of them, have already lawyered up? Very, very, very interesting development. We've got Lansing. We've got news about what's happening in the budget. We've got all kinds of stories for you today. It's going to be a great show. I'm so happy you guys are going to be a part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, and ask the vet. Dr. Jeff is standing by this morning. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Dr. Jeff, text him to me, and we'll be sure to ask him in the very next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, we had a request from last week's interview. One of the listeners was asking you to take a look at, study, give us your opinion about this methylene blue that Alex Jones and others, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., others have been taking, using. What were you able to find out for us?
Well, what I found out, methylene blue was one of the first completely synthetic drugs ever used medicinally, like way back in the 1890s. And then has been used for multiple things. Originally, it was a fabric dye, which is not surprising because the first sulfa antibiotic drugs were originally dyes too. So that's where a lot of this started with. It seems to be the parent molecule for a lot of stuff, including some of the antidepressants that we're using right now as well. So doing a little bit of a search here, and I found a paper here again on PubMed, put out 2017. It's from Molecular Neurobiology. They have it free. You don't have to pay to get this one. Some of them, the journals want you to pay to buy them, but this one. And the talk about it and using it, originally they used it to treat malaria, what they call meth hemoglobinemia. Which is what I was talking about last week, like Tylenol toxicity and things like that. So what's happening now, and this kind of almost pairs into what we talk about with the laser, where really what the laser is doing is increasing mitochondrial function. Okay, now your mitochondria are your little power plants of your cells. They're the ones that generate the ATP or adenine triphosphate. Ooh, I had to go way back into undergrad to remember that word.
Stacy mentions that specifically in her training for using the laser light on humans. ATP is absolutely something she always talks about.
ATP is the fuel that runs your body, okay? That is the generic gas molecule, whatever you want to call it, that all our cells use as energy. Okay.
Okay.
And it's made in the mitochondria. So so without getting into the Krebs cycle and all the stuff that I had to learn in biochemistry that still gives me an eye tick when I have to think about it again. So what the laser does, the laser increases mitochondrial activity. Apparently, methylene blue supposedly does the same thing. So that's what that it's kind of, and they're finding out that it's similar to like the endocannabinoid system, where deficiencies in these systems are the root cause of a lot of chronic diseases. Now we're like tip of the spear, you know, research on this too.
Sure.
But that's promising stuff. Again, you have a little bit of a problem, like, okay, who's going to fund the money into it to do this billions of dollars that you're going to have to put into studies to get this for a molecule that's in the public domain, you know what I mean? So that's where, that's probably why a lot of it's not being promoted, too. Because we talked about that with ivermectin and the antiviral effects and da-da-da-da with it, too.
Well, let me ask you this question. Back to, like you said, the 1800s, this thing's been around.
Yeah.
Do you think basically because it has been around so long, like, for example, ivermectin, been around since, 70 years ago, they discovered it for malaria. Do you think that maybe perhaps there's no, surprising, shocking science that's going to come out? If that's why they're not studying it. It's been so readily available, been used and consumed for so long. There's not been any, cancers, or there hasn't been any disease resulting from using it. Do you think that's perhaps what's happening here with methylene blue?
Well, now there is toxicity with it. Okay, you can have a methylene blue toxicity as well. The only difference between a drug and a poison is dose.
Right.
And it can bioaccumulate, which is the interesting thing I thought up. And that made me think of Paul, I think, what was the guy's name? Paul Carson. Google the real life human Papa Smurf. So what this guy did is he started taking colloidal silver products and using creams and taking it internally, turned his skin blue.
Like, oh, wow.
Stained blue.
Right.
Yeah. And this can happen, too. Especially stuff like this and dyes that can bioaccumulate or stay in your system, you really want to be careful with taking it, okay? Everything I found said that it's IV administration, okay, because then it gets in there. It's like orally, does it absorb? They're not sure. Nobody's really done absorption studies or nothing that I could find, you know, at this point.
Right.
Is it an interesting molecule? Yes. Yes, it is. Is it effective putting two drops in a glass of water? Maybe not. I don't know. That's a very low dose, and especially if it doesn't absorb. And can you get in trouble with it? Yeah, you can. So you got to really – this one I would be really cautious with. And – just because there's promise there too. I will give you a personal, an actual personal like run in with something like this too. At one time in the past, I was taking St. John's wort. Okay. People, you take St. John's wort because it does help with, you know, mood and attitude. And it is the tricyclic antidepressants are based on that too. Or the serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac and stuff like that. Well, I started getting eye ticks. And I'm like, I'd get these muscle ticks. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? Yeah, the St. John's wort toxicity.
Whoa. It's
such a parent molecule, yeah, that you can get all the side effects with it, too. So,
interesting.
So that's what I wound up with that. So it just, I'm not saying don't do it or don't, you know, I mean, it's like.
Don't use it. You just got to be very careful.
Open mind. Yeah, just be right. Knowledgeable about, you know, and do your research about what you're doing, what you're putting
now,
in your body.
Now, one of the listeners that texted it to me, Jeff, he was asking specifically if it would perhaps be helpful to his dog for whatever reason. I'm not sure what symptoms the dog's having, but he asked about being able, would it be okay to give to his dog?
I don't think it would really do anything because, again, everything, all the references I found talked about IV administration. And any time that I've been taught about it in school, like for, Tylenol toxicities or things like that.
Sure.
It's you giving it IV, you know.
Okay. So not orally, probably so it's not going to get into the system as good.
Yeah. And then you worry about, okay, we'll give more of it to push it into the system. I'm like, okay, now are you flirting with toxicities? So I think this one I think we need to watch a little bit, you know.
Okay.
There are gonna be some people are gonna run the experiment for us. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So kind of watch and see. I'm like, okay, well, you know, Bob took it and for 2 years and he's doing fine, so maybe, you know.
So, right. Got it.
But no, okay. There's definitely and finding out stuff like that, yeah.
Well, it's interesting, so it's that interesting. It would improve ATP function, and like you say, that's the energy, the gasoline to the cells. So, yep. Kind of interesting how all of this is tying in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and very good.
Be, you know, it might be. Yeah. So.
You know, okay, next question.
We'll get down to one pill, cures everything.
Yeah, right. Well, one question that did come up, there's some new shooting club that's coming up north. What have you been able to learn about that?
Well, we finally did it. We had our first official meeting. We are officially chartered now. It is now the Chippewa County 4-H Rangers. It is now the 4-H shooting sports club, open to youth, 8 to 19 is the maximum age, and you age out of 4-H. What we're going to do is start opening up and start getting youth involved in shooting and competitive shooting, and we've got our charter, so we are now an official club. We have a Facebook page I just put up this morning. Real quick.
Okay.
Under Chippewa County 4-H Rangers. So go and click and like on that. I have just put a little bit of information on there, but Yeah, it's free. We have equipment to use. Right now we are just starting with, because we're still getting our certifications as instructors, which is a little like, you know, military veteran, CPL holder, I've shot competitively for years, but yet I still have to go to 4-H to prove to 4-H that I know, yes, I can shoot. So we still got to do our little dance with them. But, you know, they got to keep everybody safe. So, you know, I get it.
Do you have a range, Jeff, that you guys are going to be utilizing for the club? Yeah.
We're going to utilize the Chippewa County Shooting Sports Association. Use their range. They've let us use that for years before. And right now we're starting with just the air rifles. But these are like competitive level air rifles, not like, you know, Daisy Red Ryder. But they expand into 22 rifles, air pistol competitions, shotgunning, muzzle loading. We do have an archery club already in existence in the area, so they've got the archery, 4-H archery, and also part of what we're going to be doing that I'm going to be doing right now, because I haven't been able to go to my certification yet, get a little stamp of approval, doing like hunting and then wildlife identification, going over, you know, skulls. I can do a lot of the animal stuff, obviously. So we're going to be working on that with the kids too, with projects and stuff. So we're really excited. Hopefully we got a lot of people that are interested in it. Don't have to have equipment. We will have equipment available. If you do have equipment that, you know, the child would want to bring it. We're going to look over it, you know, make sure it's safe.
Sure.
And, you know, then, yeah, you can use that too. But
excellent. Yeah, really good. Excited. And this will be officially part of the Chippewa County 4-H organization. This is actually part of 4-H.
Yes. Yes. Yep. We have a 4-H charter, and we got the stamp of approval. And like I said, there's three of us involved in it as leaders, and two of the three have already have certification rifle to teach rifle. So we're going to start with air rifle. Like I said, I'm going to go get my pistol certification through 4-H, because I used to shoot competitive pistol, bullseye pistol and handgun and like that. So, but they only offer they don't offer the training very often, so I'm going to do my other stuff and admin and whatever until I can get on the line.
Got it. Now, if people want to volunteer to be part of this, do you recommend they go to the Facebook page, or can they simply call the Sioux Animal Hospital and leave a message for you?
Well, what you would do, actually, you would contact Maggie Merchberger, which is the Chippewa County 4-H Extension, MSU Extension 4-H person. And she's the one that's in control of, like, all the 4-H clubs and run that, too. So, yeah, so this isn't, I mean, even though I'm Sioux Animal, this isn't really being run through the hospital, but I just want to promote it.
You're part of it.
Make sure everybody knows that it's out there. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And did you have her phone number on the Facebook page?
I have her email, and I will have her phone number. Like I said, I literally put the thing together 15 minutes ago.
Do me a favor. I got somebody interested, Jeff, real quick, because we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Text me back her contact information, phone number, and email address, and I'll announce it in the next segment.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bottom hour news, a break for this absolutely wonderful Wednesday. Greatly appreciate Jeff, everything he's doing. Short break, bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's